Many people know Wausau as the home of the downhill ski area Granite Peak. Cross-country skiers and mountain bikers have Rib Mountain State Park, and paddlers are welcome on the Wisconsin River as it passes through Wausau. It's also known as the Great Pinery Heritage Waterway. Larry Mueller here for WPR News, and we're spending the next half hour or so talking about all the outdoor recreation opportunities in the Wausau area with our guest, Bill Bertram. Bill is president of the board of the Wausau and Marathon County Parks and Recreation Foundation. So looking forward to talking to him. At noon, we'll talk with Chris Sweeney, who is author of the new book, The Feather Detective, Mystery, Mayhem, and the Magnificent Life of Roxy Laybourne. But right now, we visit with Bill, and I hope you'll join in. Have you spent time skiing or mountain biking or paddling in the Wausau area? Maybe you've competed in the Badger State Games or an Iron Bowl event there. Give us a call. The number is 800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Bill Bertram, welcome. Thanks for taking time to be with us today. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Larry, and look forward to it.
Well, here you are, a retired executive of a Wausau area manufacturing company, and now you're involved in promoting outdoor recreation there. How did you get so involved?
Yeah, you know, I've always had a tremendous love of parks and park programs. My uncle, Bill, was the mayor of my hometown, but he was like Mr. Smith went to Washington, but got me involved at a very young age in the park programs of my hometown. But the transformational event for me was my parent company moved me to the Netherlands. And I saw a different business model in the Netherlands that I had never seen in the U.S. And the Dutch collaborate on everything. And I came back with that idea of actually economic development. And I couldn't find a means or way to get there. And then I read an article in Forbes magazine on outdoor rec, why millennials live where they live. And I followed that train to Brookings Institute and a Pew study on millennial and Gen Zers and the importance of trailheads and outdoor rec to their lifestyle. They'll move to be within 15 minutes of a trailhead, and it's about play, work, and live in a community. And I use that to bridge into a passion for outdoor rec centered around economic development, which is like crazy, but it is what it is.
Well, it's a pretty good idea. And you said you're president of the board of the Wausau Marathon County Parks and Recreation Foundation. What does that foundation do?
Yeah, so, you know, there's a number of large counties in the state of Wisconsin that have foundations that work on small to mid-sized projects centered around parks. We focus on primarily the park system in Wausau as well as Marathon County. And we're a 501c3, and we've used that organization to do some real transformational projects in the greater Wausau area. The first one we did was outdoor rec organization, co-founded it with a partner called Iron Bowl to attract people to our area using our trail systems, our water, and all the green space we have. And the second one was really the Great Pinery Heritage Waterway, and which is another transformational project in this area.
It's absolutely amazing. And, you know, you look at Wausau, the area there is, I mean, just prime for all of those things.
Yeah, you know, it's the actual, the big vision actually happened here in 2018. When the Greater Wausau Chamber of Commerce hired a consultant from Bend, Oregon, and Austin, Texas, called TIP Strategy. And they came up with a forward-looking 10-year plan for the Wausau area. And they knew that, you know, part of it was manufacturing and part of it was healthcare and part of it was education. They couldn't find the fourth leg of the stool. And as the story goes, they the chamber chartered a plane for the consultant, John Roberts from TIP Strategies. And he saw all this water and green space, and he knew right away that was the fourth leg of the stool. And that he had something that the Wausau area had something that a lot of communities didn't have. You know, we have 28,000 acres of water in the county, and, you know, tremendous amounts of forest land. And obviously Granite Peak was a huge draw in the wintertime. And he felt that we could leverage that to be not just a regional draw, but a national draw for people, kind of a mecca for people to come here and recreate.
That's working.
That it is.
let's talk about those Iron Bull events. You co-founded Iron Bull. You're vice president of the board. Talk more about what Iron Bull is.
Yeah, Iron Bull is a outdoor rec organization where we use the trail systems in a four-county area of central Wisconsin. So we host races. We have the largest adventure race in the United States is held in the Wausau area. That's the Rib Mountain Adventure Challenge. We do gravel biking, we do paddling events, and we do ultra marathons. You could kind of think of us as the Iron Man, but for outdoor rec. Everything from trail runs to gravel biking events, where we're using the amenities and assets of central Wisconsin to hold those events. And the importance of that is actually getting people to come here for events. And then hopefully back to that driver for me is to say, hey, I really like playing here. And, you know, and then use that to leverage into working and living here.
Are the events for serious competitors, or can more, a more casual runner or biker take part and have fun?
Yeah, that's the great thing with the Iron Bull events. There's something for everybody. For example, our gravel events, we have a family-friendly, kid-friendly 12-mile biking event, and then a 50-miler, an 85-miler. And then for the serious gravel rider, 144-mile event. And the same thing goes for our adventure challenges. There's a three-hour event for kind of introduction to kids and families for the recreational and the weekend warrior type person, all the way up to an 18-hour event for the serious adventure racer. So we, you know, the nice thing with our type of events, there's something for everybody and for all members of the family, from just getting out and having fun to I'm a serious competitor, and I want to compete, at that level.
I'm more on the family fun
side. That's two of us. Yeah, I'm quite old, so it's the family fun and the recreational writing's more for me.
Yeah. Oh, man. Bill Bertram, our guest today, president of the board of the Wausau and Marathon County Parks and Recreation Foundation, talking about all the great things going on in the Wausau Marathon County area. And I hope you'll join in with your own questions or comments or maybe experiences to share in that area. Give us a call. Number's 800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or you could email us, the email address, talk@wpr.org. That's talk@wpr.org. I'm Larry Mueller for WPR News. Thanks so much for listening in today on WPR News. Larry Mueller here. Just a quick mention, at noon today, we'll talk to Chris Sweeney, author of a great new book. It's titled The Feather Detective, Mystery, Mayhem, and the Magnificent Life of Roxy labored. But right now, we're taking a look at Wausau and Marathon County with Bill Bertram, who's president of the board of the Wisconsin, of the Wausau and Marathon County Parks and Recreation Foundation, talking about all the things that are going on there. And I hope you'll join in. Again, the number is 800-642-1234 or email to talk@wpr.org. Somebody's wondering, you mentioned gravel bicycling, and somebody wants to know what the heck is gravel biking?
Yeah, so gravel biking is an offshoot of both road biking and mountain biking. And as people age out of mountain biking, they naturally transition into gravel. And the other driver for gravel is Wisconsin is blessed with just an incredible amount of scenery and naturalness to our gravel roads. And north of Highway 10, we're super blessed with a very special type of gravel up here, red granite. And it's a faceted stone, and it interlocks on itself and gives you compactness like asphalt. And these are old dairy roads and logging roads. So tons of scenery, tons of beautiful red barns throughout the area. And so for the road bikers, it's where they want to have a safer ride and be off road and see the scenery and the history of an area. Gravels is the fastest growing segment right now of biking. And last year in the U.S., it saw a 48% increase in gravel biking. And if you look at e-bikes and gravel bikes, they now account for the predominant share of bike sales. And so the e-bikes has really opened up the gravel roads of Wisconsin to be a real premier destination in the Midwest. We have the weather for about 9 months of the year, and the scenery and the fall colors and waterfalls and everything in between. So it's really an incredible experience for the rider.
I'm wondering, how has it helped in terms of the economy of the area, something like that? Do you have sites where people can stop and naturally maybe get something to eat or drink or just learn about a particular feature of the landscape and so forth?
Yeah, so one of the things we started with the water trail was doing economic impact. And we coupled up with our local visitors bureau here in the Wausau area, and they had a very unique software program, Larry, called Zartico, where 97% of us leave our smartphones on, and there's GIS locators in those phones. So they're able to not know who you are, but know where you're at on a trail. So that was one of the real big advantages of the water trails, that we mapped it prior to putting the water trail in. And we've done the same thing for the gravel trails in central Wisconsin. So, and we've mapped the trails to the businesses along the trails, the amenities along the trails, where the trailheads are at. So we don't have to use trail counters anymore. We can use this software to actually determine the economic impact of a trail system, which is really unique. And that was a big idea that came from Cassie and her team. And so we collaborate, or I collaborate with her. I guess I can kind of tied at the shoulder with her, or at the hip, they might say. But the Office of Outdoor Rec and the Department of Tourism are awesome to work with, because they have these ideas. And I'm a data nerd myself, so I pivot around a lot of the help that they give us, and then putting us in contact with consultants. And we use those consultants to help define our trail systems, to drive it right back to how important this is to a community and to a business.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. My next question was going to be, How do you work with the Wisconsin Office of Outdoor Recreation? And you gave it to me without me even having to ask it. So it's a nice, it sounds like it's a really good collaboration.
Yeah, you know, with Cassie, as I listened to the first half hour, incredibly passionate about Wisconsin, and then some, and so, you know, I always look at kind of my job is connecting ideas to funders and donors and foundations to make things happen, and what Cassie provides is a conduit to literally hundreds of other organizations for me that I can contact to help with an idea. I'm a believer in benchmarking and looking at what somebody else has done. And it just speeds you to success. And between her and the department or the natural resources, the DNR, at the state level, work really close with them. And then I work with biking groups and user groups to kind of tie that all out. But yeah, she's just absolutely critical to us and to me.
That is very great to hear. You mentioned the Great Pinery Heritage Waterway. Tell us more about the waterway. And first, how did you get it established? And I mean, the water was there, but it needed some help.
Yeah, so the idea of a head-to-toe trail in the Wisconsin goes back to 1987 with then-Governor Thompson. Uh-huh. He had an idea of a state trail on the Wisconsin River. And then my very first meeting with the Office of Outdoor Rec, they actually put me in touch with a program within the National Park Service, their trails and community program. And we qualified for that. And the Wisconsin is really historic in nature. Maybe it's one of a dozen rivers in the United States that have that type of importance, right up there with the Hudson, the Potomac, the Ohio, the Mississippi, for what it meant for the development of the United States with the French influence early on and the white pine to the north of us. And so we worked with the Historical Society of Wisconsin, the University of Wisconsin, the local historical societies, came up with the Great White Great Pinery Heritage Waterway. And last fall, we applied for national recreational trail status. And then June of this year, that was rolled up to the Department of Interior. And so we're the 12th national water trail in the state of Wisconsin. Two of the trails are scenic in nature, the other 10 are recreation, and so we're the last of that group. So, you know, one of 12 trails in Wisconsin that are national waterways.
And this is what is it, 20 miles, 20 almost 21
yeah,
miles?
The total trail is 108 miles. We applied for approximately a 21-mile section of it for National Water Trail status. And we're in the process now of applying for another 35 miles from Wausau to the Lake DeBay Dam. And so over time, we'll continue to add to the water trail based on input from dam owners and communities. And our long-term goal is actually to go to the headwaters up on the Michigan border, down to the historical starting point of the trail, just south of Nakusa, Wisconsin, at Point Boss. And that was an 1837 survey that opened up the Great Pinery at that time.
Man. Well, in that 21-mile stretch, what kind of a paddling experience can people expect on the river there?
Yeah, so it's north of the Wausau area. It's a incredibly scenic. It takes you back to an ancient time when the river wasn't developed. The Wisconsin has the moniker as the hardest working river in the world because of the 26 dams, hydro dams on the river. It's also the most regulated river in the world. And so you can paddle it year round. So the north of us, it's really scenic, a lot of wildlife. I was up there paddling a couple of weeks ago and saw some bears along the banks, and a lot of osprey and eagles. And then it becomes industrial, which is part of our heritage. Mm-hmm. And what's unique about the river when we did the trail, not just in terms of geo mapping it, we also made sure that the trail had Wi-Fi compatibility along the whole trail. And this is a social world today, and social media is really important for people to do Instagrams and photographs to send to their friends in that moment when it happens. That was really important to us. And it also helps that we also looked at the trail in terms of accessibility. So we standardized on a special dock launch system along the trails, and the communities continue to put those in. So when we're done, we're hoping to have one of the first trails, maybe the only trail in the U.S. that's ADA compatible, so wow. that it opens the waters to everybody on these dock launch systems.
It's an amazing, amazing story. And the effort there is to persuade, maybe one of the efforts, I guess, is to persuade people maybe to visit or perhaps move to the Wausau area.
Absolutely. You know, Mother Nature really blessed our area. You know, even within the state of Wisconsin, I mean, there's some incredible areas, La Crosse and Eau Claire. But when I visit those communities, they all tell me they wish they were Wausau because of Rib Mountain and Granite Peak in the wintertime. And then there's a huge initiative at Rib Mountain right now with the DNR to add mountain biking, kind of winterproofs our economy up here. And we believe that'll be an IMBA Gold Center and a huge, it puts us on the level of a Bentonville, Arkansas, in the Midwest.
That is very cool. You know, if people want to learn more about all of the things going on there, what's the best way to do it online?
Yeah, so our visit, Wausau, which is, they've rebranded themselves as Wisconsin's Base Camp, because that's how we see ourselves. Tim White and his team have put together just an amazing website on everything that the Wausau area offers the outdoor rec enthusiast.
And it's titled, again?
Visit Wausau.
Visit Wausau. I love going through that area. I remember suffering a little bit when I was on Grabar, biking that 500 miles from the top.
Bet you would.
And it gets a little hilly around there if you're on a bike, but it's beautiful.
Yeah, they don't. They think of Verona being the hills in the state, but yeah, we actually would give them a challenge for the hills we have in the area and just north of us in Brokaw. So yeah, absolutely.
Especially some of those really steep ones.
Yeah. We've got them.
But there are a lot of, it's a wonderful place, Bill. And thank you for all the work that you've done on this. And thanks for your contributions. In the end, all right, we're looking for more people and so forth, but also we're looking to have people get outdoors and have a great time and stay
absolutely.
Healthy.
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll do it again, Bill. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Appreciate
hey,
it.
Thanks so much, Larry. You have a great day.
You as well. Bill Bertram, president of the board of the Wausau and Marathon County Parks and Recreation Foundation. What a great guy. He's done a lot for the area and a lot for the state of Wisconsin. It was a pleasure talking with him today. Well, coming up, we're going to talk with the author of a wonderful new book. It's titled The Feather Detective, and the author is with us, Chris Sweeney, to talk about Roxy Laburn. I'm Larry Mealer.